This morning, title of the message, read that with me. Yeah, there's three exclamation marks. Read that with me again. That's good. I almost feel I don't have to preach anymore. Who is, thanks Brett, who is the most ignored person on the planet? Hands up. There we go. Tani Teresa. You're going to be in the Afrikaans service as well. You can't answer there, okay? Double blessing. I say, baie dankie. Hands for Tani Teresa. She had the right answer. Keep trying, Brett. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The most ignored person on the planet. Why do I say so? Because he's everywhere, and so many people don't know it, and they're ignoring him. How does it feel to be ignored? Good? Not so good? Scale of 0 to 10? No one, none of us here like to be ignored. When you're trying to get someone's attention, and they're pretending they don't hear you, some kids do it with their parents. How does it make you feel, parents? Not good. It's not nice to be ignored. Yet, we are doing to the Holy Spirit what the scribes and Pharisees and Sadducees and all those other C's were doing to Jesus when he came with a message from the Father. And they said, no, but we know the Father. We don't need this message. You busy causing trouble? Yeah. You busy upsetting the establishment? And they made plans to get him out of the way. They knew the Father. They don't need Jesus. We say today, many times in the church around the world, we've got the Father, we've got Jesus, and we hear very little about the Holy Spirit. We're doing the same to the Holy Spirit as the scribes and Pharisees did to Jesus. So this morning, being Pentecost Sunday, we're going to have a look at the Holy Spirit, because I'll acknowledge that we don't talk enough about the Holy Spirit in this church either. Okay. And so, some attributes, and you can think to yourself, before we go to the next slide, you can think what words would fit in those sentences. And we'll go just a bit quicker than what you can find in your Bibles. He is... Okay. And he is all... Okay, cool. And he is all... I haven't heard the other one yet, but and the fourth one, he is. Okay, look, it's all good answers. Okay, but talking about his attributes, the Holy Spirit is everything that God and Jesus is. He's existed with God and Jesus from the beginning. Our God is three in one. They've never been apart except when Jesus was on the cross with our sin on him. Okay, then he was separated and rejoined the Trinity. So, the Holy Spirit is everywhere present, okay? He has all power, all knowledge, eternal. He's coexistent with God the Father and Jesus the Son. Okay, so he's got different functions though, but in the Word we see him called by various names. Here's some of the names and where you'll find it. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, Spirit of Christ, Spirit of Truth, the Counselor, Helper, or Comforter, the Spirit of Life, Spirit of Adoption, Spirit of Grace, Spirit of Glory, and Spirit of the Lord. Different references made to the one and same Spirit. So don't get confused if you read those words and wonder, now who is this? I thought it was a Trinity, not like a multidimensional. Okay. Different names of the Holy Spirit. So we're going to go through quite a few slides this morning. This is just educational. All right. So it's a bit of a teaching this morning. Different emblems of the Holy Spirit. Okay. Now, yeah, you guys must try and figure out again before we go to the next slide. We're going to go through that, and then I want to hear from the audience, no 50-50s, just from the audience, what emblem you'll find in Scripture signifying the Holy Spirit when we talk about these aspects. It speaks of His consuming, sanctifying, and purifying power. More fire. Yeah. It speaks of His mysterious and hidden depth, His mighty regenerating power. I've got some water. Do you have anything else? Well, let's see the next one. It speaks of His power to fill the believer to overflowing with spiritual life, and that His flow will be physically manifest or evident. Water, okay, two waters, okay. So, let's, ons kom terug na daai een toe, noot vir noot. Nee, kom ons gaan aan. It speaks of setting apart for God's work. Brett, you'll know this one. Yes. Oil, okay. It speaks of His gentle, peaceful nature. Dove, okay. It speaks of festivity and gladness. Brett, you'll know this one. Festivity, gladness. It speaks of God's commitment to complete His work in us and to fulfill His every purpose. Okay. Oh, that's a difficult one. All right. There we go. Fire, we had right. Wind, water, oil, dove, wine, seal. Okay. These are different emblems signifying the Holy Spirit that you will find in Scripture. And if you see some of these emblems maybe in dreams, if any of you receive dreams from the Lord, then it's a good chance it's referring to the Holy Spirit. Okay. John chapter 7, verse 38 to 39. He who believes in me, as the Scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Rivers of living water. Do you see that picture? Other people can come and drink. Gushing forth. Okay, there's some believers that whose rivers are blocked up. And so this morning, we want to come to that place where the Holy Spirit can flow again. Okay. We're going to look at some of the functions of the Holy Spirit, John chapter 14, verse 16 to 17. And I will pray the Father, it's Jesus speaking, and He will give you another helper that He may abide with you forever. Anyone here need help sometimes? One or two of us? The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because neither sees Him nor knows Him, but you know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. You are a temple of the Holy Spirit. That fish symbol that people like to put on their cars means Christ inside. It's actually referring to the Holy Spirit that is in us. Where's Jesus Christ? He's seated at the right hand of the Father. He ascended so He could send His Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is what is dwelling within us. The Holy Spirit is the power at work in us. The Holy Spirit is the means by which our spirit has come alive and that we can be in relationship with God. It's the deposit, it's the promise, it's the engagement ring to say that Jesus is going to come and fetch you again because you've got His Spirit. You've got something that belongs to Him. Praise the Lord. Matthew 10, verse 19 to 20. But when they deliver you up, do not worry about how, what you should speak, for it will be given to you in that hour what you should speak, for it's not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. The Lord admonishing His disciples that tough times will come. You'll be brought before the leaders and the rulers, and you'll be persecuted. Don't worry about what you're going to say. The Holy Spirit helps us to proclaim the wondrous works of God, to bring the gospel. Doesn't mean that those words that get spoken will get you out of trouble with authorities, but there will be a testimony, even if you had to lose your life. And it's becoming more and more applicable today, with more martyrs in the last 100 years than the preceding 1,900 years put together. And it's intensifying. And so we will not let go and deny our Lord Jesus Christ by the grace of God. But what we do want to ensure, that up to the last split second of our lives are a testimony of the Lordship and the rule and reign of Jesus Christ and His love. The Holy Spirit is the one that will help you speak, even if you're faced with death for your faith. John 14, verse 26. The help of the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Paul was taught by the Holy Spirit before he went to Jerusalem to meet with the apostles. He was in the desert in Arabia for 14 years and was taught by the Holy Spirit. For us, a stark reminder that God comes first, and we should uphold the word of God before man's word and traditions and denominational ceremonies and these kind of things. That we first approach the Lord and allow the Holy Spirit to illuminate the truth in Scripture. The Holy Spirit will remind you more often than not just of what you've already read and made an effort to go and read. If you have not read through the whole Bible yet, most likely the Holy Spirit won't be reminding you of parts that you haven't read. You'd like that to happen. So get through the Bible. I know the Old Testament can be tough, but work through it. It's well worth it. There's so many pictures and shadows of the New Testament and principles that we need to apply today. We need the Holy Spirit to come and reveal and remind us of those things when we are in various situations and need that encouragement, that truth and direction. In Romans 8:26, likewise the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So the Spirit teaches us in the Word of God, the Spirit helps us to pray, and the Spirit helps us to evangelize and to speak the Word of God. Spirit helps us in all things related to God. We need the Holy Spirit. Take the Holy Spirit out of the equation. Allow your relationship with the Holy Spirit to grow cold. Or if you do not have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, you're really doing it at your own peril, and you're denying yourself a great privilege, blessing, and you'll be worse off for that. So we need the Holy Spirit. Now, the exciting part, all of that is quite practical, maybe sounds like work. Remember, it's the work of the Holy Spirit. You got saved when you were still in your sin. You did not save yourself, you did not change yourself. Maybe through some self-help things you managed to tick one or two boxes, but you cannot change yourself like Jesus can change you. Many of us couldn't help ourselves one single bit, even though everything that is good in us is from God anyway. But after we got saved, the Holy Spirit came and dwelt inside. It was His power at work in us continually. God is continually at work in you, because God does not sleep, He does not slumber. God is not satisfied with the way that we are today. He wants to heal us. He wants to strengthen us. He wants to use us to bring glory to Him. And we are broken vessels. He's continually at work in us, busy completing what He has begun. That is the Holy Spirit at work in us. And that's kind of all about us, but there's more. The Holy Spirit wants to use us as a vessel, a channel, through to other people. And this is where the exciting part comes in Acts 1 verse 8. But you shall receive, what's that word? Power. Greek word, dunamis. Dynamite, ne? Explosive. Exciting. Dangerous. Power. We don't mess around with it. We respect it. And we make sure it gets used. Okay. Dynamite is made so it can explode. Right. We have been given the Holy Spirit. And what this is referring to is what for many people, most maybe, is a second experience with the Holy Spirit. When you came to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you received the Holy Spirit. Not part of the Holy Spirit, you received the Holy Spirit. He doesn't give himself in half measures, dwelling inside of you. But now we are talking about something different. We're talking about the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit. Oftentimes it's a second experience with the Holy Spirit, and something that we ask for, and we'll get to that in a few minutes. The power that we receive when the Holy Spirit comes upon us enables us to be witnesses to the Lord. Over here, over there, and to the ends of the earth. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Jesus told his disciples to go and wait in Jerusalem for the promise of the Father, the gift. They were already believers, and they waited there. They were praying together in an upper room when sound like a rushing wind came in and the Holy Spirit was poured out on them. And there were tongues of flames above their heads as a symbol of what was busy happening, as a sign to them. It wasn't just a wind. Something very supernatural happened there. Something that we can ask for. And they came out of there. All 120 that were waiting in the upper room for the promise of the Father received the promised Holy Spirit. The outpouring, the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And they went out from there. And they spoke the word of God in many different dialects and languages, so that all who were present outside could understand what they were saying, even though they had no prior knowledge of those languages. They spoke in other tongues and they prophesied. 3,000 people were added to the church right there and then, because the Holy Spirit used those 120 as a channel to work his power through. The job of the Holy Spirit is to continue the work that Christ came to do. The blind are seeing. The sick are healed. The captives are set free. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, Jesus said. After Jesus came up out of the waters of baptism, the Holy Spirit descended on him like a dove. He had not done one miracle up to that point. He was about 30 years old then. Then the Holy Spirit led him into the desert to be tested. Our faith is not real until it's tested. We mustn't run away from testing and hard times. Our faith gets galvanized and strengthened as we gain victory. There's no victory without a battle. I'm getting all charismatic now. Okay, back to the program. So Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit. Jesus was 100% God and 100% man, and then he was anointed with the Holy Spirit. That is the same Spirit that we receive when we ask for it. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead at work in us. We're talking about the same Spirit here. He's got the same job. The healings that Jesus did, raising from the dead, all of that happened through the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, we don't always see that same power evident in our lives, but we can. Now, it doesn't happen every day that we pray for someone sick and they get healed. But it can happen every day. Think to yourself, when last has it happened to you that you've prayed for someone and they've been healed? Has it ever happened? Have you ever asked for that anointing of the Holy Spirit, that power of the Holy Spirit? Have you ever asked for it? The Word says we have not because we ask not. God doesn't, He's not a respecter of persons. He doesn't have any favorites. It's for everyone. All 120 were baptized in the Holy Spirit. You can have that as well. Power. Okay, now you need to bear with me for a second. I just want to show us. I want to tell us a little story, but I want to illustrate it. Okay. Can quit smoking with the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay, so this one that's burning is Paul. Okay, he has been baptized in the Holy Spirit. Come on, Paul. Okay, Paul, let's try again. Take two. Okay, yes, Paul. Watch the hair. Paul. Okay. 1 second. Okay, I must talk down here. Yes, Paul. Okay. Okay, so Paul is busy walking around the upper regions. I'm these guys, okay. Hey, guys. Yo, Chaw, did you hear? Two. Don't let it go out. Okay. Hey guys, yo, did you hear what Jesus did? 2 fish and 5 loaves, multiplied it, fed 5,000. That was only men, let alone women and children. We know some of those ladies can eat. No, don't worry. Okay. And here comes Paul. Excuse me, guys. Yes. Tell me, is that city that I see there, is that Ephesus? Sure is. What's your name? My name's Paul. Paul. That name sounds familiar. Hey, isn't that guy... Don't worry, I'm a changed man. Cool. Tell me, by the way, guys, what were you talking about there? No, we're just talking about Jesus Christ. Why do you ask? Well, He's my King. Well, we follow Jesus too. Hey, tell me, guys, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? The Holy what? The Holy Spirit, did you receive it when you believed? Hey, we haven't even heard that there's something called the Holy Spirit. What are you talking about? Now, come on, guys. Tell me then. Okay, hold on. To what baptism were you baptized when you believed? John's baptism, why do you ask? Guys, sit down. Okay. John baptized with the baptism of repentance. But he said, that we need to believe in the one who's to come after him, that is Jesus Christ. Capisce? So you need to get baptized as a believer into Jesus Christ. Look, here's a river. What's holding you back? Okay, look, we just want to follow Jesus. We want to do the right thing. We've heard about you. Yeah, we can see you telling the truth. Let's get baptized. Cool. Yo, that's awesome. Okay, guys, we're not done yet. We're not done yet. Okay, just before you go running and telling everybody, we got to do one more thing. You need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is dwelling inside of you, but he wants to work through you. You need his power so that you can witness. Man, we need to turn this world upside down. People need Jesus. Okay, we want the Holy Spirit. What must we do? Come here. Let me lay hands on you. I think I should do that. And then I'm going to pray for you. And you receive it by faith, man, just like you received Jesus. Okay, cool. Laying hands. Yeah. Woohoo. Kiara da basantara. Lay it on me, man. Kioto shontori yamakataikia. Jesus is the King of the earth. Kiorobo shontoro bakantia. Open up your gates. Come on. Let's do it. Yeah. Woohoo. Okay. Okay, guys. Go preach the gospel. I'm off to Ephesus. Cheers. Okay, cool. Okay, you got that? Happy birthday. Thanks, David, legend. Cool. Right, so that, if you don't believe me, we'll find in Acts chapter 19. And it happened while Apollos was at Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus. And finding some disciples, believers in Jesus Christ, he said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" So they said to him, "We have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit." Next. And he said to them, "Into what then were you baptized?" So they said, "Into John's baptism." Then Paul said, "John indeed baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is, on Jesus Christ." When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. Okay. That speaking with tongues, that's not stating the obvious. We all speak with our tongues. It's because they spoke a different language. Okay. One they did not know. It's not like, in toe begin hulle in Afrikaans praat, want die een se ouma kom van Suid-Afrika. They spoke with other tongues. Okay. The Bible speaks of tongues of angels, heavenly language. You see, when you get anointed by the Holy Spirit, again, that's for everyone who wants it, then the supernatural starts to happen in your life. What we're talking about here, after they got baptized in the Holy Spirit, by impartation, laying on of hands from Paul, they entered the realm of the supernatural and started speaking of things they did not know about up to that point, spoke in a different language, in a language that's out of this world. And Jude 1 verse 20 says that's like taking your spirit to the gym. You build yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, praying in tongues. Okay. Might be news to one of you, might not have heard about this before, or maybe just from afar off. This is not something made up, this is biblical. And I want to encourage you to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 12 to 14. And you'll read a lot about the gifts and the working of the Holy Spirit. So that's homework for you. If this sounds Greek to you, then go read there from 1 Corinthians chapter 12 to 14. And one sees the manifestation, the power of the Holy Spirit throughout the New Testament, especially the book of Acts is such a faith builder in our miracle working God. And you just go and read there. And you see each time, look, we know Peter and the mistakes that he made. before he got filled with the Spirit. Not exactly the boldest of believers, but after he got filled with the Spirit, man, that's when he started preaching signs and wonders, healing people. They lined the street with the sick so that even if just his shadow passed over them, they would be healed. The supernatural started there in the upper room at Pentecost. The Holy Spirit really started moving on this earth right there. Okay. 2,000 almost years ago. And it's the same Holy Spirit that's dwelling inside of us. The same anointings available to us. As long as there's sick people, there's people that need healing. And you can speak with other people in this congregation, in your small groups. Ask, has anyone prayed for someone who's been healed before? It happens today. People get supernaturally healed. We had the testimony last week of healings in Ladysmith when we ministered there 3 weeks ago. A lady that was completely blind in her left eye receiving sight immediately after we prayed for her. Last night I went through to see my grandfather. He turned 95 yesterday. And he was asleep the whole day, running a high fever. He's normally quite a jovial character, although bedridden, always making jokes and telling stories. And so just his children were there, and I went through last night, and because I just knew, they kind of said, no, don't bother coming, he's got a fever and he's just sleeping and whatever. I'm like, it's his birthday, he's sick, I'm going to come pray for him. And I went through and I prayed. He'd been running a fever of 39 the whole day into the late afternoon. I got there, I read for him and prayed for him, and I just said, I break this fever in the name of Jesus. After I finished praying, my mom and my aunt asked the nurse to take his temperature, and it took his temperature 35. Now, some people that don't in the family that don't necessarily believe, they can try and reason that, like, oh yeah, well, I guess he's cooled down, you know. It's quite a coincidence, you know, to take his temp straight after I pray. I know that the Lord touched him there, and he woke up for that prayer as well. And he was so grateful. He was just smiling and grateful. This is the same grandfather I spoke about toward the end of last year as well, that didn't always appreciate my prayers and so on. But now, man, he looks forward to that. He's hungry for that. And I just know the Lord is busy working in his heart big time, and that he'll be ready when it's his time to go. So, but you don't have to wait 95 years before you surrender to the Lord. The Lord's got a plan for us. And I just want to use this opportunity to pray for those this morning that that understand and can see this is what God wants for you. As I said, this God wants this for everyone. We don't have time this morning to go into the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit and so on. When it comes to praying in tongues, that's different from the 1 Corinthians 12, speaking in other tongues. Paul discerns between the two as well. Because a lot of people would say, but that's one of the gifts and I didn't receive that and so on. When you've been baptized in the Spirit, you can have a basic proficiency in all nine gifts given a specific need. The Lord will most likely use you in one or two of them. We're talking here about wisdom, word of knowledge, prophecy, healings, other tongues, discerning of spirits, interpretation of tongues, faith, miracles. Okay, but praying in tongues is for everyone because that is building up your spirit. God doesn't just intend some people to be strong in the faith and others, no, sorry, you can't come up here. The Lord doesn't. He's not a respecter of persons. So how do we receive that anointing, the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Well, firstly, in Luke chapter 11, verse 9 to 13, I say to you, ask and will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, to him who knocks it will be opened. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil compared to God, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Again, it's just a matter of asking. It's a matter of asking. Okay, and then secondly, in Matthew 3, verse 11, John the Baptist saying, I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I'm not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Okay, that fire also speaks of baptism of suffering or persecution and so on. The Lord suffered and so we will all suffer. I want to focus on the Holy Spirit. One of the emblems of the Holy Spirit was fire. This morning is about more fire. You want more fire? If you want to burn for Jesus so that other people will come and see, you need to just ask for it. Okay, so we're just going to take a few minutes, and I'd just like us to stand. Thank you, Joe. As we just play softly in the background, I'd just like to ask for those to come forward as I'm just going to pray now, and I just want you to come forward. If you have not received, if you have not asked for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, if you're not operating in the gifts of the Spirit, that's available to you, and the world out there needs that. There's people dying every day without the Lord, and people, many of them, they need to see God is real. They need to see Jesus is alive. They need to see that God works today. He's not just a character in the Bible, some old book, but the Word of God is alive, and God watches over His Word, and He performs it even today. So, Father, I just want to thank You, Lord, for Your goodness. Thank You for Your plans for us. Thank You that part of that plan, Lord, a big part of it, is to anoint us with Your Spirit so that we can be Your agents, Your change agents, in this day and our generation, Lord. So many, Lord God, that need a touch from You, Lord, even before they believe, Lord God, and You're not intimidated by that, Lord God, and even as none of us, Lord God, found You or stumbled upon You, Lord, You revealed Yourself to each of us in some way as we then responded, Father, but Lord, to many, Lord, You touch them, Lord, with power. And You reveal Yourself to them through Your children that are anointed by Your Spirit. Lord, and we ask You this morning, Lord, that You would do the same for each one who asks for it. And so I just want to invite you to just quickly step out from where you are and come to the front. We just want to pray for you. We want to lay hands on you so that you receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit. It's a whole new life. It's a whole new experience with God. If you don't have that, come to the front. We want to pray for you. Don't be shy. You're asking Jesus to baptize you in the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that you can't ask Jesus for something bad? He's not going to do, if you're asking for the Holy Spirit, He's not going to give something bad to you. We just read that scripture in Luke 11. If you ask your Heavenly Father for the Holy Spirit, He's not going to give you something else. Please step out. The world needs you. We need Christians who are on fire for Jesus. I'm just going to give a few more seconds, then we're going to pray in the front here. So come out if you want the fullness that God has for you, if you want to receive the power of the Holy Spirit. And it's not so that we can be these amazing miracle workers. God is the miracle worker. He just wants us to be available to be used by Him. So all the glory goes to God. I told you to read chapters 12, 13, and 14 of 1 Corinthians. The chapter in the middle, super important, it's all about love. And Paul saying that that must be our motivation when we reach out and when we move in the power of the Holy Spirit. It must be love. If we don't love the people that we are praying for, then we're not doing them any good. Okay, so we need to stay humble. We need to stay loving. We need to pray. We need to ask God.
Just felt something very specific. I feel there's certain people here. The Holy Spirit wants to break this specifically over your life. You're going through the motions. You fit into the Christian culture and you look right, but something's wrong. You're not alive. And the Holy Spirit just wants to come and break that. He wants to come and set you free, because a big role that he plays, the Bible says, he testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. And there's some people here who the Holy Spirit just wants to minister to in regards to that, and just break that yoke open, wide open, and minister to you.
Hallelujah. Just want to encourage you, if David's word is resonating in your heart and you know that the Lord's talking to you, he's encouraging you to come forward now. Even he wants to minister to you. Don't go home with that feeling like you less than. The Lord wants to bless you today. Come forward. We'd love to pray with you, and we want to see the fullness of God manifest in your life. So, okay, we're going to pray in front now. Okay, it's a prayer of faith. We thank God for his Holy Spirit, and then we ask Jesus to baptize us in the Holy Spirit. So it's nothing scary. You receive the Holy Spirit by faith. If you pray that prayer sincerely, then you can know you've received the anointing, the power, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and you can expect God to use you. You can expect God to ask you to go to people, to pray for the sick, to pray for those who are demon oppressed or possessed, to lay your hands on blind eyes and they will see. The Lord has prompted me to pray for dead people already. They haven't raised yet, but I'm going to keep praying, because I've seen God working in miraculously in other ways. Sometimes the Lord will test us like that. We mustn't give up. The Lord will decide. Okay, but we must just always avail ourselves to be used by God. So we're going to pray now, right? Okay. And if you're filled with the Spirit and you're sitting back there, please just also stretch out your hands towards these people. And David, I'll just ask you to also just lay hands on them with me as we pray. Okay, so you can just pray after me. Heavenly Father, I come to you today. And I want the fullness that you have for me. Because I want to be used by you, God. I want to thank you today for your Holy Spirit. And so, Jesus, I come to you now. And I ask you to baptize me in the Holy Spirit. Come fill me to overflowing. Come use me from this day in your power. I want to see lives change. I want to see people come to faith in Jesus Christ as you work through me, Holy Spirit of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I receive your anointing. Use me. I pray this all in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's raise a shout to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 Amen.